All right, so we're up to Ms. Mamnoon Aleph. We are going through the first, let's see how many pages, two pages. Okay. Okay. So let's recap. Let's review again. I want to go some of the Mefarshim. Some is page 460. Okay, we did yesterday. The only thing we did yesterday was the Mitzvah Stavid. Let's do the Rashi's name. Some of the Mefarshim. Page 460. The pasuk says, "L'chol levatcha chatosi v'harabe nechasi silvan tisak bid b'dovrecha tiske b'shoftecha." So it's a long pasuk, and David says to Hashem that to you alone, you are the only one to whom I have sinned. The only one who I have sinned is to you, no one else but you, Hashem. And the harabe nech, I have done what is right in your eyes. Laman titzdak, why did I do an avera? The reason why I did an avera was so that you should be declared correct, bidovrecha, in your words. And you have to hear the word laman. It's as if the word laman is repeated a second time. It's laman tiske bis b'shoftecha. You should be correct in your judgment. So the word laman is repeated twice. David is saying like a shoyn hamil, the shoyn. I forgot the expression. The expression repeated multiple times. That the reason why I did an avera, I did an avera l'shem shomayim, in order not to embarrass you, Hashem, in order that your word should be correct, in order that your judgment should be correct. Okay, so we learned yesterday the mitzvah is David, who explains this pasuk to mean that Hashem, David said to Hashem, I want it to be that I also should be mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei. Just like the Jewish people, they say, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzhak, okay, Yaakov, they should all say, okay, David. And Hashem said to David, no, they were tested, you were not. David said, test me. Hashem says, you don't want to do that, because if I test you, you're going to fail, you're going to be embarrassed. David said, try me. If David would have succeeded, this Hashem immediately sent him the nisayon of Bas Sheva. If David would have been successful, good morning, Rabbi Nachim. If David would have been successful, then Hashem would have been embarrassed. Because David would have shown up Hashem. So therefore, when David realized that here I am, here is the nisayon, if I go and I do the right thing, then it will result that Hashem is wrong. So it's going to be a chil Hashem. Hashem made a mistake. So in order that Hashem should not be shown to be wrong, I'm going to do the avera. As I told you yesterday, what? Sorry.
The others, they were all tested,
and they succeeded. They did not fail.
Did they know they were being tested?
Did they know? Good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. David, you're saying it's not a comparison. It's not a comparison because the others did not know. And here, David knows. If you know you're being tested, different. Okay, this whole Maimon Chazal.
You're saying also this was immediately right away.
He
got tested right away?
Yeah.
I mean, he went up on the roof and saw him. You immediately realized it was a test?
Yes, yes.
But he still invited her over.
Yes. Look,
he invited her over because of Kiddush Hashem.
He allowed him, so he sinned deliberately. According to this Chazal, David, again, this whole conversation took place. Hashem immediately tested him. David knew he was a test, and David knew that if he would pass the test, Hashem would be embarrassed. So David decided he deliberately did the Aveir in order that Hashem should not be embarrassed. Now this, yeah.
I always talk about Tamil Tanai,
right? Yeah.
They challenged Hashem, and they said, Acher Rabbi Mahapes, and the result was, Hashem was laughing that he lost it.
You're asking very good. You're saying, well, Hashem wants to be defeated. You're asking because Hashem indeed in their situations. So why then? I hear what you're saying. I don't know. This whole Maimon Chazal, from beginning to end, is over the top, beyond our understanding. Totally beyond. The Mitzvah David cites it. He doesn't shy away. Again, read the words of the Mitzvah of Rashi and the Chazal, they even say in more detail. But look at the Mitzvah Stav. The Mitzvah Stav is always telling you the most basic pshat in the pasuk, and he says over here, read the words one more time. He says, "Laman mitchila naseis laman tiet tzedek bidvorcha shamarta." Okay, it's the third line in the Mitzvah Stav. So you Hashem, you said shaloi emoid b'nisayon kaze. You Hashem predicted that I would not pass this test. Uchmo shom razal. Okay, the Gemara himself of the Zav Shemona Esrei. And that is why I sinned. That's why Tiske Musa Milas Laman Koimer Vata Mecholi Lamantia Zakai Bishof Techa Eschar Rishu. Now, then he takes another pshat. Then he goes on to say another pshat is that the reason why you should forgive me is in order to that I should be a Musar for all of the wicked people. Then the Rashi goes, he segues into another idea. And that is that if you're not going to forgive me, then all of the wicked people are going to have an excuse. They're going to say,
David originated Teshuvah.
That if not for me doing the Avera and doing Teshuvah and you forgiving me, then every single wicked person would have an excuse, and they would say, the reason why we did not do teshuva is because there's no hope, there's no purpose. So Hashem says, what do you mean there's no hope? Everyone knows about David. David did an Avera, David did teshuva, and David was forgiven. So David is the model for the entire world, that if you do teshuva, you will be forgiven. So David now is saying, Hashem, you better forgive me, because if you don't forgive me, then all of the wicked people are not going to ever do teshuva, and they're going to get off the hook. They're going to have an excuse. They're going to say, what can we do? It's too little, too late. No, it's not too little, too late. You can always do teshuva. Look at David. So therefore, you have to forgive me, Hashem, in order that you will be tiske, you will be correct, b'shoftecha, when you punish the wicked. You'll punish the wicked, and the wicked are not going to be able to give an answer. What do you want from us? Hashem will say, you should have done teshuva. The fact that you did not do teshuva, you're guilty. You should have been like David. So therefore, you must forgive me, Hashem. Okay, obviously, these Mamar Chazal are very, very difficult. Let's go one more pasuk. One more pasuk. So this we discussed yesterday. Okay, we pasuk Zayin. Behold, be'avoin chololti uvichet yechemasni imi. My mother and my father, when they engaged in procreation, was that correct term?
Yes.
Procreation, when they engaged in this activity, it was achet. The essence of this activity is the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, what do you want? If I'm a product of an activity that was involved the Yetzer Hara, my entire essence is the Yetzer Hara. So I was set up, you set me up to fail. Okay, this is a very challenging, extremely apicursis.
That's an excuse for anything.
Everything, exactly.
Original sin.
Exactly. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaray. Absolutely, this is a very challenging statement. And David over here is saying, how do you understand this? I don't know. I really don't know how everything is a balance. David over here obviously cannot be that this is an excuse, because it's not an excuse. But it is an argument that a person that to some degree is being made to lessen the severity of sin. Look, we have to realize Hashem does forgive us. Why does Hashem forgive us? Think about it with that. Why is it? Why is it that Hashem does forgive a person? If you did an Avera, you did an Avera. So obviously Hashem is giving us leeway. I mean, Hashem is holding us accountable. It's a very complicated equation of Hashem is tzedek. If you're guilty, you're guilty. Today a person commits a crime, that's it. You're guilty unless you know you're on the wrong side of the government. But if things are fair, if things are fair, if you commit a crime, it's premeditated murder, that's it. You go to jail.
Anything.
You chew your taxes, that's it. They lock you up. That's it. It's over. What do you want from me, Hashem? I was born in... You go tell the judge. You know, Your Honor. Think about going to a secular court and say, Your Honor, you know, my parents, when I was conceived, it was an act of the Yetzer Hara. So what do you want from me? It's not gonna work in court. This argument, it's ridiculous, right? It's almost ridiculous. Tell the judge, what do you want from me? You know,
the guy who kills his mother and father and has mercy because he's an orphan.
Exactly. I don't know. This is hard stuff. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says l'chol avatcha. Rashi says. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk vav. Rashi pasuk vav says l'chol avatcha chotasi, to you alone I have sinned. L'fichach, therefore biyotcha listen. This is another thing. We just barely touched the surface of this yesterday. L'chol avatcha. To you alone I have sinned. I mentioned yesterday, what? To you alone I have sinned. David sinned to Bathsheba. David sinned too. He sinned to Uriah Hachiti. David sinned to his family. David sinned to Klal Yisrael. What does it mean here? L'chol levadcha. Almost every single one of the Mepharshim here struggle. You can see the frustration in them trying to figure out what it means here, the word l'chol levadcha. So Rashi says l'chol levadcha, therefore, b'yadcha l'slayach, to you alone, therefore, it is within your power to forgive. V'afal af mashe ha-rei osi le'uriyah. So Rashi is acknowledging, what do you mean only to you, Hashem, I have sinned? You murdered, you're the cause, you are the cause of the death of Uriah Hachiti. You sent him to the front lines. When Uriah Hachiti, when you realize Uriah Hachiti, you're not going to be able to have a cover-up for what you've done, you sent Uriah Hachiti to the front lines that he should die. Once he dies, then then you'll be able to marry Bathsheba legally. So you've sinned to him. It's not a sin. El she his harta al hadavar. Loi chotasi el lucha she you the one that she his harta al hadavar. He's not answering the question. I really don't know what Rashi is saying. Rashi is addressing the extreme difficulty of this pasuk. And the way Rashi answers to me is not clear. You have warned Al Hadav. It is you who have issued a warning. So what? You've caused another person harm, and that other person has to be asking forgiveness. You can't ask forgiveness from Uriah anymore because Uriah is dead. All right, let's leave Rashi for the moment because I don't have any.
He told him he's going to test him.
You warned? It could be. All right. Okay. You're saying an idea. Okay. Rav Nachum is saying is since Hashem told David, I'm going to test you. So even though there were other people involved, all right.
It's come le'bidrabim.
What do you mean come le'bidrabim?
Yeah. What? I killed him, but what's a bigger avera?
It says in Shulchan Aruch, Hashem does not forgive a person until he first gets mechila ben adam l'chavero. If a person does an avera between man and his friend, he has, in addition to sinning to his friend, he has sinned to Hashem. And Hashem will not forgive a chet ben adam l'chavero. Hashem will not forgive his part until you get mechila from the part of adam l'chavero. So Uriah suffered. Uriah is dead. He died. So David needs to go to the kever of Uriah and ask him mechila. So what then does in l'chol levatcha?
You did not kill him.
What?
David did not kill him.
Good enough. Even though in Bezdin, that in the Bezdin Shalmata, that's called killing him. In the Bezdin Shalmata, Yipata. Kolo oimer David chota eina ele toye. David can get off on every technicality in the book. I did nothing wrong. I didn't kill him. There's the war going on. He was the best soldier. This is where he belongs. He belongs in the front lines. Uriah was a moired the Malchus. He was probably a moired Malchus from way before. And David should have killed him a long time ago. David just let him go, whatever. And now he comes back and he says, I have to go to Adoni, my master, Yoav. Okay, you know something? Taka, go. Go, and David sent a message, and Farish the Pasuk, and Shmuel, he sent a message to Yoav, put this man on the front lines. He gave him. So, in the Bezin Shalmaila, David commissioned his death. He put out a hit. Okay? I was once in business years ago. That was a disaster. Those days, whatever. And there was a guy that was very, very jealous, I think. He sent me an email. Tell me, this is the number. the mafia is going to come kill me. Really? I get hit. He writes this fictitious number. This is. He was just very jealous that I he was competing with me in a certain area in marketing. What? He ordered a hit on me from the mafia. I laughed it off. I almost laughed it off. The guy was just jealous out of whatever because I was competing with him and I was doing better than him, so he couldn't deal with it. So he goes and he tells me, I put out a hit number on me. So in this case, David did it for real. David put out a, technically he's not going to be, he can't get him, okay? So in the Bezer Shalmata, he's not going to be held accountable, but the Bezer Shalmaila, he did a terrible Averitim. All the Farshim seem to say that. Okay, Manachem, I hear what you're saying, but there's something still missing over here. I don't know. You, Hashem, you're the one that warned it. I only have to ask Mechila from you. Laman titztak b'dovrecha. What does this mean? Why did I do the Avera? Kimo b'min hogcha. Okay, I think what he means, I think it just means the grammatical structure of the word. B'dovrecha. B'dovrecha. Your words. I don't think he means to go say your custom. I think what he just means to say, just trying to tell you it's a very unusual grammatical form of the word. B'dov recha. Koya choyalil hiskaber al yitzri. This is a shocking. We said it out before, now reading in the words in Rashi. This is utterly shocking. It's beyond comprehension. Literally beyond comprehension. If we want to go list the top 10 Mori Chazal that are really off the charts, beyond comprehension. You know, there's a famous Chazal that Rav Dessler, they say, was the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in Divrei Agoda. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was in Lomdis, Rav Leo Dessler was in Agoda. And there's a Maimon Chazal that says that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, all of your mitzvahs go to him, and all of his averos go to you. So Rav Dessler, I don't remember where I saw this, either Rav Dessler himself, it's either he himself wrote it, or it's Misemi Pia Shmua. I cannot quote you chapter and verse, so don't trust me, but this is what I remember reading or hearing. He said that he struggled his entire life to understand what that means. And Tzorich in Godol Ad Moed. It's a Chazal. Person speaks Lashon Hara, all of your mitzvot go to him, and all of his averos go to you. How could that possibly be? Hashem is Emes, Sedek, Avdesel was about Musar, Kelm. He was the last Mohegans. When he died, he gave it Tzavah that they should follow the Minna Kelm, and they should not write anything on his Matzeva. There should be no Nusach. I don't even know if they put his name, nothing. And when he died, they asked the Gedola Yisrael, and they said, do not obey that command. Why? Because there's no one left in this world that appreciates what that means. So who are you doing it for? Who are you doing it for? If there are people in this world that understand the Musar of Kelm, that the Matseva should be blank, okay? There's no audience. There's no audience for a blank Matseva. So don't obey. Okay, so Rav Dessler said he does not understand that Chazal, it's beyond our comprehension. What would Rav Dessler say about this Chazal? I mean, we must have commented, is that David says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I see you're going to be embarrassed, so therefore I will do an Avera to save you from embarrassment. And what kind of Avera? Eish Esish. I mean, come on, are we able to comprehend such a concept? Impossible. Okay, because Koyach, part of learning is you have to learn and know what you don't understand. There are things in learning, okay, understanding, you fool yourself in thinking that you understand, but there are certain Mori Chazal, you have to appreciate, stay away. It's radioactive. Stay away, there's no way you can understand. Women, women, I've always found women, they cannot deal with this. David and Bathsheba, b'chlal. The whole story of Bathsheba, once you start talking to a woman about David, the mice of David Bathsheba, forget it. Forget it. Men don't see that much of a problem with it.
But, another aspect is ascribing human qualities to Hashem, which is we always stay away.
We stay away. You don't want to give Hashem human characteristics, it's true, but Rashi, I mean, yes and no, right? We always learn that that's a different Targum than Rashi. Rashi has no problem with that. Rashi makes Hashem. Rashi, I think that's something that you know, what are the contributions of Rashi? Rashi, I think indirectly, in learning Rashi, it's the most elementary parish in Torah. What he has done is, to a very large degree, without even trying, in the consciousness of Klal Yisrael, he has drawn Hashem, has made Hashem into our buddy. He made Hashem into your buddy. Rashi always talks, the way Rashi explains the Pesukim, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimer, like, Mamash, you have a conversation. You Kamamash Kavayochal, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is like almost like a human being. That's Rashi's translation of the Pesukim.
Yeah. The opposite.
Right, and the Targum, the Targum, don't even go near. Don't even go out. Ribbono Shloim is so far removed. So far, Rashi, like the, I told the classic Rashi is that v'hisalachti b'soichechem. I will walk with you in Gan Eden together, and you will v'loy nizda. Excuse me, v'loy nizda zeya mimen. You will not be terrified from me. I'm going to walk around with you. We'll go for a spazier in Gan Eden. We'll walk around. The unkelis has a whole different shot. Katze l'katze. Don't even go. Don't go down that path. Rashi and Rashi obviously knew what he was doing. And I think Rashi like subliminal what Rashi has done, because traditionally before the printing press was invented, I mean before the plethora of all these, you know, you can be busy the whole day reading all these magazines and never even open Yisti years ago. What would you do? There was no mishpacha. There's no ami. There's no bina. There was no yated. There's no hamodia. There wasn't even the FJJ. Could you imagine? So what did you do? You learned daf gemara. There's nothing else to do. Well, you open up the New York Times, it was schmutz. Open up the New York Times and look at the advertisements, the dirty advertisements, and the whole thing was, what do you want? Time magazine, there was nothing that you go. Today, you can manage sit the whole week and not have time to open the Daf Gemara, to be busy. I gotta go read this magazine, that magazine. And then it's good stuff. It's good, kosher. A lot of people complain, shtusim. Yeah, there's always shtusim. There's a lot of good stuff out there. There's such good, delicious stuff out there. Who has time to learn Chumash Rashi anymore? Who has time to learn the Chumash Rashi? You're not going to be able to have a conversation at a wedding with someone about Chumash Rashi. You'll have a conversation about, all the Mishigasim, the latest Mishigasim, but not about Chumash Rashi. So who wants to learn Chumash Rashi? You want to keep up with the Joneses, myself included. I understand it's a very big Nisayim. To spend time learning the Ikarim and not being up to date with the Tutzach in the Welt. You have at least a sophisticated understanding of what's going on. It's a very big mitzvah. Years ago, that's what people did. They learned Chumash Rashi, learned Daf Gemara, and Rashi, this parish, has brought Hashem into our lives in a way that is very special. Rashi, indirectly, he made Hashem into a being, v'hisalachti b'soichachem. Oh, but you'll say by doing so that Rashi has profaned, he has desanctified Hashem. Well, maybe it's there's truth to that. You can't say not. Okay, the more you bring Hashem into you, you make Hashem too familiar, it changes things. Obviously, Rashi knew what he was doing. And Rashi is, you have to appreciate, is very unique in this fashion. So you're asking a very good question. Over here, David over here, is Rashi is not ashamed to talk like this over here in this pasuk. And he's saying, Ribbono shel Olam, I saved you. I really, you owe me, I got you back. There's no way, you have to take a stop and acknowledge, wait a minute, this is beyond our comprehension. Really is. Koyach Hoya, Rashi says, Koyach Hoyli Lihiskaber Ali Yitzri. I could have prevailed. Elo, Shlo Yoimru. The Welt should not say, Ho Eved Nitzach Es Rabo. You understand that. Okay, this is shocking. There's another piece of the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, where the editor was so disturbed. It's the only place in the whole Talmud Bavli, and no one even knows who put that into the Gemara, the Vilna Shas, is where it says that Hashem was memayet the yareach, he diminished the moon, and Hashem tried to appease. The moon was upset. How could you do this to me? I presented a valid argument, and because I made a valid argument, you diminish me, you should diminish the sun. So Hashem says, you're right, let me appease you. Let me create the stars in your honor. It wasn't enough. I'll make for you. The Jewish people, I think the Gemara goes via. There are a few steps. The Klal Yisrael will their calendar will follow the moon. It wasn't good enough. I don't remember. There's more steps. And at the end says, all right, you know something. You're right. Chotosi, I've sinned. Bring for me a korban. Rosh Chodoshim liam chonosoto zman kapora l'chol toledoisam. According to the Mefarshim, it's a zman kapora for who? For Hashem. It says in the Gemara. And the editor of the Gemara, whoever, the printer, started the Gemara. What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. This sounds like Mamish Apikorsis. And he writes on the side of the Gemara, no one should dare think they understand what this Gemara means. It's beyond our comprehension. Hatsur tamim polo kichol derachav mishpat. Kel emuna ein ovel tzadik v'yasharhu. This Gemara is beyond our comprehension. I think the editor should have done the same thing for this piece of Gemara. Okay? David says to Hashem, Koichi, koya choyeli lehiskaber al yitzri, ela shelo yoimru ho'eved nitzach es rabo. Wow. So every person will say that, right? Every person. I could have really controlled myself, but you know, Hashem, finish the sentence on your own, right? I mean, this concept is kineged kol hatarukul. Kol hatarukul is concept. I could have done it. But because I don't want you embarrassed, I was nichshol with an ishes ish. And I killed a person. I killed Uriah, and I covered it up. I did a cover-up, and I killed someone. And I did this, and then, what? What? What are you talking about? I don't know what to say. Never go have a conversation with a woman about David and Bathsheba. Oh, yeah. Now I know you're all going to do. And then you're going to come back and tell me you were right. I should not have had this conversation.
I learned my lesson many years ago.
Right, you sir, true.
Yeah, I told you.
See?
I said,
Altar Vesich of Isha,
Homan. And I got up to Mishle Ches the first time, and it said, Altar Vesich of Isha. And my wife said, I closed the thing there. I said to her, she said, what about the rest of the bear? I said, I'm not going beyond that puzzle, you'll see. And after the 40 women were around, I was surprised how many women showed up. There were 40. And we didn't get past that. We didn't get past that line.
That's a boy. Why don't you go on a date? Talk about this on a date. See what the girls say. Of course, they talk among themselves. Of course, talk about this. Of course. Okay. So therefore, this is a very difficult concept. Let's go further. Next, Shamarti Lefonechi concludes. I said to you, Hashem, Bichoneni Vinaseni. Okay, Mizmor Chavav, David said, test me. Uve Chan Tani, Viloy Nimtsesi Shalem, and you've tested me. I asked you to test me. Naseni means to test, and the word Bechina, Bechirot, is that name for elections in Israel? To select, to choose you, you tested me. Viloy Nimtsesi Shalem, you found that I was lacking. Kadesha Titstak. That you should be righteous and not me. That's the one shot. Now we go to the second shot. This exactly, Rashi quotes both of them. The Mitzudos just took from Rashi. Both Perushim, the Rachman tradition. Laman Titzdak b'dovrecha, im timcholi. If you will forgive me, then you'll be able to have a complaint against all of the wicked people who did not do teshuvah. Because you can show them, you can give an example. Look, David, he did teshuvah, and I forgave him. Why didn't you do teshuvah? I would forgive you just the same. Titzdak im timcholi titzdak bidincha linoichach kol horishoim she'enam shav who do not do teshuvah shelo yuchlu loimar. They will no longer be able to say ilu asinu teshuvah. If we would have done teshuvah loy hayalnu, it would not have helped. Not true. Look, David did teshuvah, and it helped. So therefore, Hashem, please forgive me so that you will be able to use me as an example for all of the world, and so that you'll be able to punish the wicked for not doing teshuva. Okay, next pasuk Zayin. Hein be'avoin choylolti. I was conceived. The word choylolti here means conception. I was conceived in sin. Ve'eich loy echeta. I have a predisposition. It is natural. I am forced, I'm almost compelled to do aveiros. Ki yetzer leiv ha'odam ra min urav, v'ikor yitzirasi al yidei tashmish. Rashi here is graphic. My the ikor yitzira, what do you mean the ikor? I don't know what it means, but the ikor, that's what it is.
The main,
of course, the main. What do you mean? I mean, that's how it goes. V'ikor yitzirasi al yidei tashmishi, shekama avoinois bo'im al yodoi. This act includes, brings with it many aveiros. Davar acher, ikor yitzirasi mizach unikeva shekulam melei avoin. I don't really know what he means over here. That means exactly. My yitzir, I come from a human being. We'll see, there's another male, Adam and Chava, we'll talk about that in a second. But he's saying, I come from a male and a female, an Adam and an Isha, and these are creatures that are full of sin. He's talking bad things about his mother and father. He's talking about Bathsheba. He's talking about Yishai, and who is David's mother?
He's talking in general.
In general, fine. Rashi over here says that there are many midrashim, and they don't fit well into the pasuk. The next words: my mother conceived me in a state of heat. She was aroused. It sounds like she was aroused in the Yetzirah. It sounds like Yechem Masni L'shoin Chamimus Heat K'mo Vayichamna Hatzoin B'Vayon L'shtois. This is what it says by the sheep when Yaakov Avinu made a parnasa by taking care of the sheep, and he put in front of them the sticks, the staff that was spotted, had spots, and was stripped from its bark, the striped, whatever those things, those different types of those staffs, those sticks, and they came to the water to drink. They looked at these pieces of wood that had a certain tzura, an image of having spots and stripes, and when they came to drink the water, they were in a state of taiva, to conceive. And that's what it says in Pasuk. And they use exactly that same word. Vayichamna hatzoin. The tzoin were aroused to conceive with their counterpart, males and females, when these sheep came to drink from the trough, from the water. Okay. Now, so this. Yeah, I mean, that's what it's saying. Yeah, I mean, it's saying something like that. Okay, let's look at the support note. Okay, I'm going to jump right over here on the page. I marked up a couple of them just to elaborate just a little bit. Okay. Let's look at just a few lines of the support note on page 460. L'chol levatcha, 460. Support note, it's on the right side, under Rashi. L'chol levatcha ta'asi, ki me'es uri u'shor haner ragim, le'ucha levakesh mechidav le'lefaisam. Everyone in the Farshim is coming to acknowledge the difficulty of this pasuk. We mentioned Rashi. I told you, I don't understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is very vague, but the Sepurno says, you're right, Sepurno is acknowledging that my question yesterday is valid. What do you mean you only sinned to Hashem? You caused someone to die. What about Bathsheba? She's also been humiliated. What about David's family? What about Klal Yisrael? In the newspapers, it's not a covenant in the newspapers when they write that the prime minister is involved in a scandal. We all know that. It's not a covenant for the United States of America when the revelation of the crime and the lowliness of a person is exposed to the world. It's not a covenant for the country. So you've sinned not just to Hashem, you've sinned to Uriah, he's dead, you've sinned to Bathsheba, you've sinned to your family, you've sinned to Klal Yisrael. So he writes over here, you're right. But those people, it's too late. There's nothing I can do about them anymore. That's right. Uriah, what am I going to do? Don't cry over spilled milk. So, but at least my obligation is l'cha. L'cha, ki me'es Uriah u'sho'or ha'neherogim. Now he writes over here, I'm not aware of this. He just incidentally is saying the other people who died, who else died? Honestly, it doesn't say that. There was a war. So he told Usa, send him to the front lines. David didn't say, go make a war to kill him. go make a war to kill him. It doesn't say that in the pasuk that I'm aware of. I don't know what he's saying. He's saying over here, sure, maybe he means the other people that died in humiliation. No, they didn't die literally, they died in humiliation. The whole family,
maybe
whatever
it
means.
Maybe it goes back to Nov, or something like that.
Nov, when you say Noiv Yerakai, that was because of Do, that was jealousy, that wasn't because of Uriah. That was Stam, that was a different thing. That was an earlier.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Refers to an earlier event.
Okay, but the topic over here of this mizmar is like it says.
I didn't say it this morning.
Right, right. You're right, right. Okay. It's. Or maybe this thing we don't know. Maybe there's more to the story that we don't know. That I don't know.
He made this mizmar after the kid died.
It doesn't say what he. It says. I don't know. It says. See, look. Lamatzeach mizmar David bevo elav nosan hanavi kasher bo el basha shava. It says here, the opening line is, when Nasan Hanavi came to him and revealed to him that he had sinned.
Yeah, but
exactly what point in time? I don't know.
Nasan came to tell him about the son that died. He gave him the mashal, right?
He told him before the son died. He said she was pregnant, that the son will die. He told her the son will die.
So
did
that
capital
come before this one? We don't know.
I don't know. I don't know the timeline. The four children, David lost four children because of this. Nasan told them, you're going to have four children that are going to die.
That's the question. When is he doing tshuva? Is he doing tshuva right after he...
Immediately he did tshuva. Immediately. He did tshuva his entire life.
After his four children died?
No. He did tshuva immediately. He did tshuva immediately, and he did it for the rest of his life. And he knew in advance that four children would die because of this. Four of his children died because of this. And the first one to die was this baby that she was pregnant with. Avshalom died. And then who are the other two? What? Adoniyov and Chagis, Misnasei, and then also Tamar. Amnon. Four children died in punishment for this terrible Avera. Let's go further. Okay, go look. So that's what the Sipurno says. Okay, so Sipurno says, you want to acknowledge, is acknowledging the question. Okay, look at the very last line of the Sipurno. Shaloi kivnu, when he talks about Pasuk Zayin in the Sipurno, Pasuk Zayin, hein be'avon cholalti, chmoi chen roi shetislach li ki amnam be'avon cholalti, shaloi kivnu avon b'toiladati elu lahanos atzman, v'v'chein nato tivi lachato. Hoo-hoo! Okay? Very graphic, very, very bold statement of the Sipurno to say this about the holy Yishai, and who is Yishai married to? Who's David's mother? Doesn't the Gemara say somewhere who his mother was? I don't know. Got to ask the trivia people. They know all this stuff. I don't know. Who was the mother of the Shoshana? A very holy woman. David's.
He didn't know
who
was his wife.
What? The Tamura you were here yesterday? We were the one.
Yesterday.
So yeah, the Ben Tamura.
I'm saying.
Right, the Ben Tamura. Right, Yishai didn't know, but whoever it was, the Mitzudos lightened it. Exactly, he says correct. The Mitzudos didn't want to say this. Say it again?
Mitzvah?
Mitzvah? Mitzvah bas?
Ader?
Ad-El? Ad-El, okay.
Yes.
Mayor, you knew her? You dated her?
I would have made a safe twice a secret.
Okay, whatever it is, but exactly, like Menachem Spilling said that we learned yesterday, the Ben Tamura. So the Ben Tamura, that he thought that this was a different woman. Obviously, he was such a tzad, he didn't even know who was there. Okay, so it changed the dynamics very, very much. But the Sipurno, no. He is not ashamed to say, you would say this today. Could you imagine if someone would write this in the FJJ today, they'd be burnt at the stake. Okay, if someone would talk like this about David, such a comment about David would say what the Sipurno over here says, they would take this out of the print.
Well, he was a medical man, I mean, he was a doctor.
Sipurno, unbelievable. Shloi kivnu avo ein bitoy ladati elul hanos atzma uvchein nata tivi lachato. It is an incredible thing. He says this, and it's still in print. Unbelievable. Okay, and some of the far say even worse. They say even sharper words. Okay, let's look at the Radak. The Radak says some nice things here, on page 461. 461. First, he says something. The second part, I really want to say, the second part is interesting, but let's just run through the first part very quickly. Ki chato'ai ba'seser ha'yu, ki devar ba'sheva ba'seser ha'yu, ve'en yodeh luzloscha af al-pi shekarasi, o'yisra'al yideh avodai. The Radak says a chiddush, is that this whole story, no one even knew about. It was a very private matter, and it did not leak to the press until much, much later in his career. It was a small matter. Therefore, David over here saying l'chol levat l'chotasi. The media never picked it up. Okay, it's like the documents. How long did they know that Biden had his documents ready? For months before the midterm elections. It's amazing they kept it a secret. If they would have been able to be. What, for years again? But certainly right. So but no one could care less. It's only because he made a big deal about Trump. Mamela came the boomerang against him. But if they would have known about this before the midterm elections, they would have been La Yehudim. It would have been much more Lebedek, right? So they're able to keep it quiet pretty good until after the elections. So David over here is saying, L'chol levatcha, no one knows about this. This is a big scandal. This is scandalous what has happened. But you know something, no one knows about it. Oh, but I sent my servants, it's on public record. There's a log of the visitors in the White House, who came, who didn't come. And there's on the record, I gave orders that this woman across the street who was bathing should be brought to me in the middle of the night. I mean, what else could you expect? So don't those people, how come they didn't go write a book and publish it on Amazon and tell the world that the King of the Jewish people told us in the middle of the night to go. They didn't publish anything on Amazon that he told us in the middle of the night to go take a married woman and bring her to us, to bring her to him. Oh, wow. So how can you go tell me it's a private matter? That's the Radak's question. The butler knows all the secrets, okay? The butler's memoir, bestseller on Amazon, right? Avodai, lo hayu yoidim lamu karoisa. They didn't know. They taka did not know what was going on. Okay, v'gam bidvar Uriah ain Uriah. It's called, who is the nikud? Who is Uriah? Uriah ain of them yodei l'lavavi l'ma sibavti misasa elata. Only you know what's going on, Hashem. And a good excuse. I could easily go and say he was a moired b'malchus. But you, Hashem, a yoired l'oimko shel davar. Only you, Hashem, you know what's in a person's heart. I have an easy excuse, and my excuse is valid and is plausible, and the world will accept it. But you, Hashem, know the truth. You know the truth.
And that's why it had to be exposed only through a Navi.
Oh, the Navi. It's a Mordecai Musa Haska. Because in life, people do, you don't have to be a king, you don't have to be a politician. In life, everyone, every single day you make decisions, and you can easily say, this is what you're supposed to do. But deep, deep down in your heart, there are ulterior motives. And the only one that knows the MS is Hashem. L'chol levatcha. Okay, you come to shul, you want to, you know, you're a gabbai, person, the gabbai give. Who does he give the aliyah to? I gave aliyah to this fellow. Why? Look at the chart. It's his turn. That's not the reason why he gave him the aliyah. He gave him the aliyah because he didn't want to give someone else an aliyah. There's another guy in the shul that you can't stand. All right, we all know this. We don't even know what we're doing. We fool ourselves. Every single decision we make in life, it's all l'cha levatcha. On paper, it's all fine and good. Kol ha'omer David chata eina elatoya. There is no technical avera possible. He's clean as a whistle. But yet, Hashem, the musr of David and Bathsheba, Hashem knows. Hashem, we've taken this story and we have super magnified something that only Hashem can see is true. Now he's saying a beautiful words over here. David over here is comparing himself to Cain. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. What he's saying is we're contrasting David to Cain. Hashem confronted Cain. Ayei hevelochicha. Where's your brother? Cain says, Hashem yorochi anochi. Oh, a babysitter? What do you think I am? I run high school? Ooh, that was a low blow. Such a, if anyone here appreciated what I said, that was such a low blow what I just said. Woohoo! They'll hang me up for that. Okay. If you didn't get it, Baruch Hashem. Michal, you understand it. I talked to you about this, right? You understand. Okay. Lo Yodati. I don't know. We're contrasting David to Cain. Okay. Vehagoin. You know, I was once offered to teach English. Not English. To teach a class in a high school. Probably for free. They'll probably pay me nothing. So the wife of the person who offered me the job, we're talking over here, the job was a joke, right? She said, as he was offering me the job, the wife of this person said, don't take it. Don't listen to my husband. They'll torture you. They don't want to learn a word. They don't want to listen to you. They're going to hang you off from the ceiling. The wife, at the same time that he was telling me, oh, you want to teach? Oh, no. You don't want this job. Stay away from this job. Okay, V'hagoyin Rav Sadya Zal. Oh, this is what I wanted to really present. This is the main part I want to present, is Rav Sadya Goyin. The Goyin Rav Sadya Goyin, Perash, fascinating, he quotes Rav Sadya Goyin. I don't know how, he does it often? I don't remember. Does the Radak quote Rav Sadya Goyin often? He quotes his father a lot. I don't remember. Perish, L'chol Levat Chadasi. Oh, so he must have. Okay, Radak is the textbook. He is Michlo, well, Sefer Michlo.
Wrote the first one.
No, before. Okay, so obviously he.
200 years before.
It was a few hundred. How long? That wasn't a few hundred years.
Sadi Gaon was Nifter in 960.
And Radak.
1300.
Okay, so a few hundred years. Taka. Okay, so Sadi Gaon, he writes L'chol Levat Chadasi Amar Chotasi L'chol Levat Chakoloimar. He learns a very unique, he's coming to answer all the questions. David really sinned to everyone. He sinned to the whole world. But no one has to know. You don't have to get up in front of the whole world and confess and tell the world that you sinned. He quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a stira. And one pasuk is the person should confess publicly. And another Pasuk says a person should never confess publicly. And the Gemara answers, if no one knows about it, it's no one's business. So don't confess publicly, it's a chilul Hashem. And if people know about it, then yes, you must confess publicly. I just learned this.
In other words, the Amoraim, say, I'm afraid to say, because then people will curse me, and say, oh, look at him. So I'm not saying anything.
Right, it's a chil Hashem. I just saw this week.
Are you supposed to confess it out publicly or not?
I just saw this week, this Sunday, I was learning Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Tefillah, Simon, I think it's Simon Tzadik, I don't remember this, which Sifkaten. Towards the beginning, some of Simon Tzadik, the Mishnah Berurah talks about where a person should daven. All the rules of what Barov Am Hadras Melech. You have a shul, there's a lot of people, a few people. Then he talks about a Beis Medrash, the Mile of a Mokum Torah, all the rules. And then he talks about, let's say you daven B'Yechidus. If you daven B'Yechidus, it's very, very, very clear, you should still go to shul to daven B'Yechidus. Because a shul is a mokoim kodosh. And the mokoim makes a very big difference. And even if you're davening biyachidus, you should still daven in a shul. Don't daven at home. You wake up late, doesn't matter. So go to a shul where it's quiet and daven in a shul. Don't daven at home. And then he writes, but if you are recognized as a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to be a Talmud Chacham, but if you're perceived by the tzibur, you have a position, you're a Rebbe in a yeshiva, you're a Rav, and you're going to walk into a shul at 9 o'clock with your tefillin, and daven b'yichidus, b'yichidus, it's a chilul Hashem. In that case, daven at home. Even though al pi halacha you mechuyev to daven in a mokum kodesh, don't daven in the house, should be a mokum kodesh, but if you're perceived to be a rabbinic figure, a chilul Hashem. A rabbi davens 9 o'clock. What kind of joke is this? You daven early. You daven early. Daven at home. Unbelievable. Mishnah Mamish, Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of the page. I remember it's the last line, somewhere in the beginning, Simen Tzadi, and this is what it says to Chazal. Ashrei. Let's read the words over here. Lo yidad. He's Rav Sadi goes and says, Perush lechalavat lechadasi omar chotasi lechal kloimar. Lecha levatcha ani misvade ve'omer chotasi ve'harabe nechasisi umotasi siul leperush zeh b'mashem rabaseinu zal kosov mechase fishav lo yatzliach. It's one pasuk says that a person should confess publicly. The chosov another pasuk says ashrei fortunate praiseworthy nisui fesha a person who carries his sin. He's carrying over here means he keeps it to himself and it repeats itself. Kisui chato'o, his sin is covered. Contradiction. One pasuk says that if you don't publicize your sin, you'll not be successful, and the other pasuk says don't tell anyone. Kaketzad, what is the answer? If it's navero bin adam lachaveroi, which basically means that it's subject to interpretation. Okay, but basically means that there's another person involved, so it's more public. Then you have to be megalit. But by veirosh when adam lamakim going habo alo erva umechal shabbos all of nemar kisui chatoa v'amru chatzif olai enish demeforish chete. It is a chutzpah for a person to publicize an aveir that no one otherwise would have known about. It's no one's business. We don't live in a world. Torah is telling you. You don't have to go post on Facebook and Twitter all of your averus. It's no one's business. It's no one's. You don't have to go. You don't have to know. Show your dirty laundry to the whole world. It's not a mila. Today people think you have to, in order to show I'm also a human being. No, it's a chilul Hashem. There are guidelines what to do. So therefore, David over here is saying that this avera l'chol levatcha, it's basically teaching this halacha. This is a terrible thing that I have done. It's a terrible avera. People don't know about it, so there's no need to tell everyone about it. It's not a mile to go reveal your averos when no one is asking. It's not a virtue. Okay, I found that to be interesting. Let's take a look over here at one more. Let's look over here at. It's very long, but it's very interesting what he says. All right, let's look at the Minchas Erev on the very bottom of the first column. This is a small detail in the story Medrash, which is not really nogeh to pshat, but just interesting piece of information to have more of an appreciation of the story of Bathsheba. We know that David had a very strong yetzer hara for Bathsheba. Why? Sometimes you go to a wedding and you see chas and kala, and you ask yourself why. What did they see in each other? You know, did that ever happen to you? You go, it happened to me. So the answer is, there's something about a shidduch that is supernatural. Arboim yoim koidim hayitzira machrizin bas ploni leploni. Sometimes you see by people, it's just bashert. And on paper, it doesn't make sense. It's not something that a person would have on his own come to the conclusion, but it just makes sense. So Chazal say that Bathsheba was David HaMelech's Bashert. It's Bashert. It was meant, Arboim Yom Kodim HaYetzira, it was meant to be, Bathsheba was meant to be married to David. If that's the case, how then did she wind up married to Uriah HaChiti? How did it happen? So the Medrash over here says that when David was trying to kill Goliath, David had a problem. I don't know the details of the whole story. Read the words over here, what it says.
To pull out the sword
from what?
Goliath.
Yeah.
Uriah showed him how to do it.
Uriah, so it talks about the helmet, the koivah. Okay, there was some part of the battle with Goliath that David was unable to do. And David made a promise. Anyone that will come and will help me do this, I will give him a Jewish girl in marriage. I will get him a good shidduch. And Hashem was very, very unhappy with that statement. Because by giving this, now, according to this medrash, everything is subject to interpretation. It would appear that Goliath was not Jewish. Uriah was not Jewish. He was a gay. I don't know what he was. He was a guy. I don't know. He was Uriah Hachiti, Ches. He was from the nation of Ches. So he was he a guy? Was he a ger? Later he became a ger. I don't know the details. I really have no idea. But it's.
Or was he just from the region of Ches?
Oh, he was a full fledged Kol Yung man that was from happened to live in Ches. Call a guy an American. Oh, he's an American. Yeah, he's American. He's a Yuchas. He has the Gres de Yichas. He happens to be living in America. Just because it says he was from Ches doesn't mean. But if according to this version, again, there are many conflicting Maror Chazal, this version, it would appear that that Uriah was not Jewish. And Memela, he was not meant to marry a Jewish girl. But David said, I need someone's help. And it seems that in those days, today's also, is it's a very, to marry a Jewish girl, huh? It's like marrying a princess. The guy, all the guy wanted him only marry Jewish girls.
It's not like.
What?
It is marrying.
What? Okay, so Uriah said, David, anyone that will help me, I will give him a Jewish girl in marriage. Wait a minute. By giving Uriah a Jewish girl, there's going to be a Jew in Klal Yisrael that's going to be losing out on his bashert. Shukrai, for the men, there's someone that was meant to marry this woman that's going to lose out. David, how dare you do that? And because you do that, you know what? I'll give him your wife. So because David went and he did this that was improper, and he made anyone that will help me will get a Jewish girl, Hashem was not happy, and Hashem said, David, I'm going to give him Bathsheba. So David brought this upon himself. That's what it said. Now, this information is just an important piece of information just to keep in mind in this whole story. I'm reading over here in Minchas Erev on the right side, on the bottom, four lines from the bottom. V'zehu sh'amar herev alat kabseni me'avoni yirtze b'harbi pam kidei sh'uchal malid masav li'yichvar alai. Okay, whatever, that, let's go further. V'hinei haya badavar Kishoigeg v'loy pesha. This was called v'gam pesha. Two things. A shoyanik pesha ki be'inyan basheva hoisa ru'uyuloy mishay shesmei bereishis. It was David's bashert. Ella she'ali de'shuhu nisono le'uriah. He gave her. David himself gave her to Uriah. Kishelo haya yachol David liftoyach koiva shel Goliath. Okay, whatever the story is, I'm confused. Like you're saying, the different versions of the story. When David was trying to kill Goliath, he was unable to take off his helmet, whatever he needed to do to kill him. The Omar Uriah im ata titein li bas Yisrael ani eftach oisa. I'll show you what to do. The Nodar Loi. Today is the last day of Daf Yomi Masechta Nedarim. The Nodar Loi David litein bas Sheva. I'll give you litein bas Yisrael. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayech by your life. Mishelecho ato noisin loy. Kedi Isa b'medrish v'zeho yedavid keshoigeg. Amdam bedvar uryo hoyo also kifesha. V'zeho sh'amar ki pesha'ay ani eida. Shehoyisi yodeh sh'ani pashay abozeh. V'chatasi hu inyin basheva shehoyisi bozeh keshoigeg v'ahun tom. That he goes into some Jewish. I'm not really comfortable with what he's... But the point, the only thing I wanted just to extract from this is this information, which is important to realize, is that Bathsheba was David's bashert. And David lost his bashert because he blew it. He went and he made a mistake. He made a very big mistake. And by making the mistake, he lost what was meant for him. And that's a very big, people in the world of Shidduchim, they always talk about the bashert. Yeah, it's bashert, but if you mess up, you can lose your bashert. Okay? Bashert is a very nice thing. I mean, but obviously, you see, David was also bashert, but David lost his bashert. And then he only got back his bashert through something which happened, which was very, very unpleasant, which he suffered his whole life from. So this idea of Bashert is something which needs a lot of study, and this is a critical Maimer Chazal that definitely shakes up the sugya of the Bashert. Okay, now there's one more thing over here. Now let's look over here again. The mincha, the very pasuk zayin, the minchas erev, the very bottom of the page. Hein b'avoyin chololti al yidei avoyin bas loit. It's a whole new pshat. Over here, when it says here, hein b'avoyin in sin chololti uvichet yechemasni imi. So we learned Rashi and the Mitzudois that we are describing Yishai and Yishai's wife. We got very disturbed, especially with what the Sepurno says. He says some shocking things, some graphic details, shocking things. So obviously the Minchas Erev doesn't like that. And the Minchas Erev is saying something that's more basic and saying is, where does David come from? David comes from incest. He comes from Lot and his daughter. That is called Ovin. You don't need to apologize. You don't need to go talk about the Machshavos and the Yetzirah and all and the Bas Tamura. All the Mefarshim over here, they're taking it very literally. They're taking about his mother and father. Oh, the whole Maisa, that very strange Maisa, that the Yishai, he took a Shifra, and the Maisa of procreation involves a Yetzirah. You know, this stuff you don't want to teach in yeshiva. This stuff is not a very comfortable type of thing. He says, no, this is Pashup Shat. I was conceived in sin. Who do I come from? I come from Lot. David is a descendant of Lot. David is a descendant of Rus Hamoavia. And Rus Hamoavia is a descendant of Lot. And Lot lived with his daughter. That is a cardinal sin. Okay, that is a terrible sin. Aidei avoin bas Lot sheshochva im avia. V'sham nemar shtei v'nosecha nimtzois. And the chazalor nimtzois, that refers to Yishai. Can we turn the page? On page 463 now. 463, towards the bottom, the minchas erev. Uchsivin, it says, Motsasi David Av, the more there, it's Rashi, makes a drasha. It says, B'shnei b'nos ha'nim tzois, and it says the word Motsasi David Avdi, Heichon Motsasi b'stoim, where did I find it? I found him in stoim. V'chein v'chein, what's the next part of the pasuk? V'chein v'chein, yechemasni imi, hirus ha'nikres aim, which is called Vayosem kisei le'aim ha'melech, lima shel malchus, what did she do? V'oz asher nischamo lishkav margulois boaz hoya. What was her sin? No Beis Yaakov girl should learn from what Rus did. She went in the middle of the night. She lied down in the goyren, in the silo, whatever it was, in the threshing floor, in the silo, by the feet of Boaz. And in the middle of the night, Boaz sensed there's a woman lying right near him. Someone is there. Who are you, BT? What in the world is going on? What are you? Are you a shade? Are you a shindalid? Are you a shade? they call it a shindalid. The Hasidim, they don't say a shade. They call them a shindalid. The shindalids. You never heard that a million times. A billion times. The shindalids. Okay, a shade. My rabbi would never say the word shade. He would never say that word. He would never say it. And the first time I heard it, I said, what's a shindalid? A shade! Don't you know a shindalid? You're not supposed to say the word shade. Shade is not a, it's an impure word. Now where I come from, okay, they have their minhagim. Okay, so. Shades, close the shades, okay. So this is an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing over here, what he says over here, that it says over here, according to the Mincha Sedev, Hein be'avoyin cholalti, Loit ubenoisav, uvechet yechemasni imi, Rus. She did a chet, she lied down by the feet, she did something which no Beis Yaakov girl should ever do, to go in the middle of the night to
more of a reflection on her roots.
Prosta, I think, Zachvesnish. And therefore, David here is saying, what do you want from me? I don't come from good stock. I come from people who have done very very done things that are not, we're not proud of. That's what it says. It's an incredible, it's
do it on her own. Naomi told her whatever.
Right. No, she was
okay. In a chanami, the other mafarshim don't say this. They don't go down this path. Okay, they don't go. Obviously, you see a whole different perspective.
But the
mentor
says
this. Is this according to the mentor over here? No, he's piecing this together.
He's
piecing this together. Minchas Yavin, he's saying this. Pshat and the pasuk. Hey, be'avoyin cholalti, Hashem, don't blame me. You know why I was compelled to sin? Because look, I come from Lot. Lot was no tzaddikol, and either were his daughters. I come from Rus. Rus did something that. He doesn't say go that far back, but he quote puts into the pasuk.
Before you did
Tomer, so he's saying over here an incredible insight into this pasuk.
Yeah.
Okay, let's now do one more thing before we turn the page. Let's go back and look at one, at least one medrash on page 460. For there are only two midrashim there. Not just kedai to read the words, pasuk things. It says, "L'chol levat l'chotasi v'chara be'necha sisi l'man titzdak be'bidov recha." I'm reading from the Likutei Shas. The Likutei Shas on the towards the bottom of the page. Tzadik v'yashahu melamed. What does this teach? Melamed shabashas b'tirasa shel. This is a big chazara. When a person leaves this world, learn a little musar every day. Shabashas b'tirasa shel adam l'beis olamay kol ma'asav nifratim l'fanav. When a person leaves this world, it says it happens in this world. Shebashas pitirasa shel adam lebeis olamai kol masav nifratim lefanav. Every single thing a person did is being presented to him. There is some dimension in the mind that a person who is dying is seeing. People go to, it's a very scary thing. You go to a hospice, you see people that are dying, and they're unconscious.
When your life flashes before your eyes.
Yeah, your life flashes before your eyes. So what does that mean exactly? No one came back to tell us what it means exactly. But Chazal are telling us that a person is presented at that moment, it sounds like he's still alive, with every single thing he ever did his entire life. Every detail. The oimrim loy, they say to him, kach v'kach asisa, you have done this, b'mokim ploni, in this location, b'yoim ploni, v'hu omer, and he says, hein, that is correct. I acknowledge that the evidence is correct. The oimrim lo, they tell him chasoim, sign. We want your signature. We need your signature, not an electronic signature. We want the real deal. Chasoim. Vechoisem, and he signs. Shenem says in the pasuk.
A person is being interrogated, and they say, sign this confession.
Sign this confession. Exactly what it is. Shenemar biyad kol adam yachtaim, in the hand of every man yachtaim, which the more Darish doesn't mean this person signs his own confession, like you said. V'loyoy, not only that, el shematik levesadin. This is not a forced confession. The person says, you're right. V'oimlochem yofa din tuni. It is correct. L'kayim ha'shenemar, this is the pasuk. How do you know this is a very frightening thing? This happens when a person leaves this world. What we learned today, pasuk in Tilim nun aleph pasuk vav leman titzdak bidov recha. This akim, when a person signs the chosim on his confession of what he did his entire life, he is mekayim what it says here in the pasuk leman titzdak bidov recha. You are correct. Next chazal, one more chazal. Darash Rava, Ma'idach Siv L'chol Levatcha Chotasi V'chora B'necha Sisi L'man Titzdak B'dov Recha Tiske B'shaftecha Amad L'fnecha B'shparuchu Gali V'yidia Kamach D'i Ba'aya. This is exactly what Rashi quoted. Rashi and the Mitzudah stuff, but here is just the source. Okay, here is the source of the Chazal. Gali V'yidia Kamach is revealed before you. D'i Ba'aya L'michpeye L'yitzrei Have koifina. Again, this we don't know what this means. If I wanted to force my Yetzahara to stand down, I could have done so. I could have prevailed against the Yetzahara and not been nichshal with Bas Sheva. Ella Amina, I said, Deloy Lemru, no one should say the Avda Zoche Lemore, which the editor has added here, this is the editor's words. Ni tseach ho'eved es adoidav shehitzliach lamor b'ni soyoin sheladas adoinav lohoye roi lesnasa espoi, because it was incorrect for the master to test him. Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, and this we have to acknowledge, we really don't understand We don't understand what this means. Okay, so that concludes this. What time is it now? All right, we're going to stop over here. Mishum, tomorrow, we've done everything on the page I wanted to do. Tomorrow, we're going to proceed to page 464. The 462.
I just have to see, because it's not that much. Can I ask you a quick question, please? This is the third one from
Nunalef?
Yeah. This is.
I'll post them today, Bali Neder. I don't remember which one this is. I don't remember. It's the fourth? I don't remember.